This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Preliminary assessment shows Bhotekosi floods affected nearly 33,000 people. Rescue and restoration work continues in flood-damaged infrastructure. Prime Minister Balendra Shah urges flood-affected not to feel alone, assures full government support to senior citizens affected. Road restoration underway with temporary bridge over Tadi River, diversion one-way track opened at Krishnavir. And U.S. and Iran trade retaliatory attacks on ships as conflict flares. Now the news in detail. A preliminary assessment has found that the Bhotekosi River floods on August 26 affected nearly 33,000 people and damaged thousands of homes and critical infrastructure. The assessment was carried out under the Rapid Damage and Needs Assessment, or RDNA. The floods also destroyed or damaged about 55 kilometers of roads, 37 motorable bridges and 68 suspension bridges. 13 hydropower projects, 1 solar power plant and 2 transmission lines were damaged. The assessment estimates that 783 megawatts of hydropower generation capacity has been affected. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority says an expert team is finalizing the report, which is expected to be ready soon. Meanwhile, authorities are working to restore road, electricity and telecommunication services in the affected areas. They are also working to ensure timely delivery of relief materials to affected communities. The Nepali Army and the team of engineers are working to restore the Galchi Trishuli Road. They are constructing a temporary bridge over the Tadi River. 2 cable pulleys are also now operational. At Trishuli Indrani Ghat and another at Devi Ghat. Likewise, search and rescue operations continue in flood-hit areas. Security agencies, with support from foreign disaster response teams, are searching for missing people and workers trapped in hydropower tunnels. In the meantime, a national flag has been installed along the Nepal-China border at Timure in Rasuwa. The flag was put back at the international border point in ward number 2 of Gosaikunda rural municipality, which was heavily damaged by the flood. A joint team of armed police force, Nepal Army and Nepal police carried out the operation. The team, coordinated by the armed police force border outpost at Timure, traveled about 3 kilometers through a dangerous cliff area before reaching the border point. Meanwhile, rescue teams have recovered survivors even 11 days after the disaster. A 64-year-old woman from Bidur Municipality 10 was rescued alive from a house in Betravati Bazar, Nuakot. She was found unconscious by a joint team of the Armed Police Force and Nepal Police and was airlifted to an army barrack in Trishuli for initial treatment. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has described the rescue as a message of hope. In a social media message, the Prime Minister said the government remains fully engaged in search and rescue operations. He also appealed to senior citizens affected by the floods not to feel alone, adding that the government stands firmly with them during this difficult period. Prime Minister Shah also called for greater support for security personnel involved in rescue operations. Another survivor has also been rescued from a hydropower tunnel. A Chinese national was rescued alive from the Audit 4 tunnel of the Upper Trishuli 1 hydropower project. A joint team of the Nepali Army and a Korean disaster response team rescued the person. Search operations are continuing as more workers may still be trapped in the other tunnels and areas of the project. The human toll of the disaster remains severe. According to the latest police figures, 1,335 bodies have been recovered from areas affected by the Bhotekosi flood. Bodies have been recovered from Rasuwa, Nuakot, Thading, Chitwan, Gorkha, Tanahu, Nawalparasi East and Nawalparasi West districts. Police say 1,030 bodies have been managed and buried safely after DNA samples and other necessary procedures were completed. A total of 2,272 DNA samples have been collected for identification. These include samples from deceased people and their relatives. Information on unidentified bodies has also been uploaded to the Nepal Police website. Police say 13,098 people have been rescued while efforts continue to locate 4,887 people still reported missing. Government officials and security personnel are also among those reported missing. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah is preparing to travel to the United States to attend the 81st United Nations General Assembly. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Vikram Timil Sinha confirmed that Prime Minister Shah will lead the Nepali delegation. The government is preparing Nepal's position for the General Assembly with a focus on the challenges posed by the climate change. Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal is also expected to accompany the Prime Minister. Preparations are underway to raise the issue of climate justice at the International Forum. In the meantime, restoration of drinking water services has been prioritized in flood-affected areas after the Bhotikosi River flood damaged 55 drinking water projects in Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Dhading and Gorkha districts. The Water Supply and Sewerage Management Department under the Ministry of Infrastructure Development is assessing the damage and deploying technical teams and equipment to restore services and prevent prolonged water shortages. Nuwakot is the most affected district with damage to 22 projects. The department is now working to restore damaged water systems and has prepared both short-term and long-term plans. Meanwhile, more than 11 billion rupees is now available in government disaster and relief funds to support victims of the Bhotikosi floods. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers says a combined 11.05 billion rupees is available in the Prime Minister's Natural Disaster Relief Fund and the Prime Minister's Relief Fund. The government has already released 1 billion rupees for flood-affected areas. An additional $19.84 million is held in foreign currency accounts at different banks. The fund will support relief and response efforts for communities affected by the floods. Efforts are intensifying to maintain the supply of cooking gas in Kathmandu Valley after the Prithivi Highway was damaged at Krishnavir in Dhading. The disruption has blocked the normal route used to transport LPG bullets to Kathmandu. The road at Krishnavir in the Nobise Maliku section of the Prithivi Highway has collapsed following the Bhotikosi flood damage. To avoid a shortage, gas companies are now filling cylinders at gas bottling plants outside the valley and bringing the filled cylinders into the capital through available routes. The Nepal Oil Corporation has allowed gas bottling companies to use alternative arrangements under which empty cylinders are being transported from Kathmandu to plants outside the valley, filled there and brought back to the capital. Meanwhile, traffic restoration efforts are underway at Krishnavir, where the highway has remained blocked since Monday. A one-way diversion track has now been opened. Engineer Dhiran Dhakal of the Muglin Maliku section of the Prithivi Highway project says a double-lane track must be completed before traffic can resume. The Ministry of Education and Sports is preparing to launch a career guidance service for students, young people, workers and Nepali returnees from foreign employment. The service aims to help people identify their interests, skills and strengths and choose suitable education, training and employment or business opportunities. The program will operate under the Career Guidance Service Operation Guidelines 2083 Vikram Sambat issued by the Ministry under the Education Act. The government says the new service is intended to help students, young people, workers and returnee migrants make informed decisions about the education, skills, employment and entrepreneurship and their long-term careers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran have extended attacks on ships in the Gulf region, raising fresh concerns over regional security and global energy supplies. The U.S. military says it struck three Iranian-linked oil tankers after Iranian forces targeted two warships. Iranian state media says the IRGC retaliated by targeting three U.S.-affiliated vessels and three oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has condemned the U.S. strikes and warned of further attacks if the blockade of its ports continues. The latest attacks follow the breakdown of a 60-day ceasefire and renewed U.S. strikes on Iran. The escalation has raised concerns about the safety of shipping and possible further increases in global energy prices. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas and at many places in the hilly areas of the country and at many places in the Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudhur Pashim provinces, at some places in the Tarai areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Madhes province. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudhur Pashim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is currently positioned slightly north of its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, there's a quick recap of the headlines. Preliminary assessment shows Vatukosi floods affected nearly 33,000 people. Rescue and restoration works continues in flood-damaged infrastructure. Prime Minister Balendra Shah urges flood-affected not to feel alone, assures full government support to senior citizens affected. Road restoration underway with temporary bridge over Tadi River. Diversion one-way track opened at Krishnavir. And U.S. and Iran trade retaliatory attacks on ships as conflict flares. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at greaternepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.